Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right. During this administration, we have seen over and over and over again Trump supporters be slapped in the face by the reality of their vote. And we continue to see this as Donald Trump's poll numbers on literally every single issue are underwater. And this comes from a host of different people who work different jobs, who do different things day to day. Some people are furious about the Epstein files. That's currently his worst polling issue. I believe CNN has it at Trump underwater by 37 points on the Epstein issue. We have people upset, farmers upset about Donald Trump's trade war, which we're going to talk about here in a second. We have people upset that, you know, they started a business or they have a business and they thought tariffs are going to be paid for by other countries, which Donald Trump lied consistently about leading up to the 2024 election while he was on the campaign trail. We have people upset because they lost their jobs or their family members lost their jobs from Doge cuts. We have people furious and upset because their loved ones have been deported, and we've talked about a lot of that on this channel. And today we have a little bit of a collection of different screenshots we're going to talk about in articles. It's going to be an interesting time. Now, before we get started, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. And if you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. It'd mean a lot if you just click the link, maybe check it out, subscribe. It means so much. I love you guys a lot. And on this channel, on the Adam Mockler channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against this Republican media machine that's been dominating lately. A lot of the reason Trump won the 2024 election was their ability to just pump so much disinformation. So we're trying to build something to combat that with real information, accurate information, and doing it by uplifting Gen Z voices. Obviously, I'm on this channel, Adam's on this channel. And so it would mean a lot if you want to be a part of this community and help us grow. All you have to do, ready, is click subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. Truly, we appreciate you. All right, let's hop into this. Before I show you some of these screenshots that are pretty funny and we're going to talk about, let me show you this article really quick that I found interesting, and I want your thoughts in the comments down below because I do read your comments. I'm a soybean farmer who voted for Trump. I'm begging the president to end the trade war. This is an article from April. The tariffs on China could put us out of business by 2027. Now, Caleb, who wrote this article, who is a farmer, talks a lot about his history. I encourage you to go read this article. But if we scroll down a little bit, this is Caleb, and he says this. Back in 2018, President Trump negotiated a trade deal with China that would have been very good for our farmers. We had one problem, in his opinion, though, that derailed the effectiveness, which was Joe Biden. He essentially argues partially that Joe Biden didn't do enough for farmers. Okay, we'll put that aside for a second. But he says, this afternoon, when this article was written, President Trump announced that he would pause retaliatory tariffs on countries willing to negotiate. To me, this is a sign of the president's good faith. The 125% tariff on China still holds, but Trump's making it clear they can still come to the table and walk away with a deal that benefits both countries. And he says, it is urgent that a deal happens. The farm economy is much weaker now than it was in his first term. After the first trade war, we lost nearly 10% of market share to China that we never regained. He argues the Biden administration made no effort to enforce the deal's trade targets or advance agricultural interests, and rising inflation and the cost of production haven't helped. We farmers have less working capital and less of a cushion to fall back on these days. The longer the stalemate continues, the likelier China is to take its business elsewhere, like Brazil, for instance, which could bring an additional 70 million acres of land into agricultural production by cutting down rainforests and converting degraded pasture land. Already, they're working on this. It may take them only months. If I were a gambler, I'd bet that Brazil could have more land in production faster than we can dramatically increase our domestic demand. And get this, many American farms are multi-million dollar businesses. The cost of land, fuel, equipment, storage, labor, and insurance are currently around $600 per acre. That means for a farm with 1,000 acres, it costs $600,000 to put the crop out. Most farmers rely on bank loans for capital, but with increased risk comes increased interest rates. And we've seen Donald Trump's tariffs increase inflation, which has caused the Fed to not lower rates as the economy gets worse. In the labor market, we've seen the slowest rate of hiring in this country over the last 3 months as I record the video that we've seen since 2020. So a lot of the loans that these farmers are looking to get, like the entire economy is being squeezed and inflation is rising and we will see it continue to rise. I am one of the 500,000 soybean farmers in America who feels this pain. I rely on my own farm for 100% of my income for my family and the families of our three full-time workers. We have 1,500 acres of soybean on my farm. At $600 an acre, our production costs are $900,000. But in the current climate, an acre brings in only $500 of revenue, which means we're yielding $750,000 or losing $150,000 a year currently. This year, we're hoping to hang on with a loan to cover the difference, but not every farmer is so lucky. Most farmers can't afford any more losses. And he goes on to explain how important the agriculture industry is. And he says, as a businessman, President Trump must know how urgent this is. The current trade war with China is a gamble with American livelihoods, especially for farmers, those of us who grew up with soil and sweat, who can't imagine doing anything else. Mr. President, I hope you hear our plea. Please make a deal with China now. Interesting, especially somebody who voted for Trump three times. We move to something more current before I bring you back to some of these other screenshots. And trust me, I have a lot of them. MAGA diehards complain as Trump commits to flip-flop, quote, not what I voted for. This is from just a few days ago when Donald Trump was in the Oval Office with the South Korean president, and he reiterated that he will follow through on one of his administration's recent reversals, a move that's drawn criticism from the MAGA world. While speaking at a trade summit on Monday, Trump said Chinese President Xi Jinping wants him to visit China and extended the invitation to the president of South Korea, and he went on to say, quote, we're going to allow 600,000 Chinese students to study in the United States, which people did not take kindly to. Trump's comments echoed similar remarks from June when he reversed course around 2 weeks after Secretary of State Marco Rubio vowed to aggressively revoke the visa of Chinese students, particularly including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. And so when this happened just the other day, we had End Wokeness, a huge Trump account on Twitter, tweet, sigh, upset. Laura Loomer, a staunch Trump loyalist, staunch to say lightly. Obviously, this is someone who has traveled with the president on many occasions and has been in the Oval Office, meets with Trump, tweeting, these aren't really students, though. They are Chinese communist spies. Would be great to kick all of these Chinese spies out of the U.S. If you go to Laura Loomer's Twitter, she constantly talks about how she feels as if the Trump administration is still infested with all these Biden deep state people and Trump just doesn't realize it. And she's always bugging the White House to do something about it. I don't know, dude. We go on. We have a criminal defense attorney said, quote, I don't know a single Trump voter in favor of this, somebody who obviously voted for Trump. Michael Flynn Jr., who obviously you probably recognize that name, the son of the president's former advisor, quote, this is not what I voted for. Wow. Beau French, the chair of the Texas County GOP, argued that Trump could have an ulterior motive. This is where we're getting into, you know, it's 5D, 8D chess. Trump's not releasing the Epstein files because he's tricking Democrats. It's like, Jesus, you're in a cult. InfoWars host, part of Alex Jones's team, quote, Trump fucking sucks now. Another user, we voted for mass deportations, not mass importations. Wow. MAGA is upset. Let's move to a couple of these screenshots. You have Evan here on Twitter, who now doesn't take kindly to Trump for a lot of reasons, right? As we see, many of those reasons were outlined just a few minutes ago with tariffs and farmers. This one, quote, I genuinely do not understand how people could look at gas prices, grocery prices, rent prices, energy prices, crime stats, illegal immigration, and think, yeah, I'm going to vote for four more years of this. If you're voting for Kamala, you're dumb, essentially, is what Evan is saying. And then, how it's going now, how would you rate Donald Trump's second term so far? Quote, D plus, if I'm being honest, tariffs have absolutely destroyed my family businesses. Grocery prices are still insane. Epstein cover up is unforgivable. Gas went to almost $4. It isn't as great as we were hoping. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, we tried to tell you, Evan. We tried so, so many times. Let me loop you back to the beginning. A couple more screenshots here, how it started. Multiple MAGA hats in the gym tonight. The bros will be at the polls tomorrow, with someone replying, I wore my MAGA merch to the gym today, have done so every day this past week, and will do so tomorrow as well. I'm too old to be a bro, but my Trump vote counts. And then somebody saying, I lost two good friends this year. We were friends for 20 years because I voted for Trump and support the police. I'm still broken up about it. To this point, I never cared. They were liberals. Conservatives never do this. And that same person replying, sorry to hear, I've lost six or so friends in the past year. What they don't know is that I voted for Trump three times while quietly And for the sake of my former job, I sat and listened to their BS for 10 plus years. Never once did I consider ending our friendship. We simply disagreed. Well, you know, you started off being so excited for your Trump vote to count. And, you know, this is the repercussion. It's time to start. If people are cutting you off for this type of stuff, it's time to look in the mirror and figure out what you are supporting. This one, another one, big account on Twitter, to some of the 30 million actual living people who legitimately voted for this demented meat puppet, referring to Joe Biden, gross, of the globalist commies, vote Trump in 2024, encouraging people to vote for Trump. And now, on August 10th, just recently, I just paid over $500 for electric and gas and 50% more for groceries last month. This is fucking bullshit. All of our tax money is going, and I'm not going to read that, but essentially saying that, well, this person is insane, but claiming that tax money is still going to, you know, foreign entities, whether that's Ukraine or Israel, which it is, you know, and they're going to blame high prices on that. They should be saying, well, A, I didn't want any of my money going anywhere and it's still going places, and B, that's not what's causing your super high prices. What's causing your super high prices is tariffs that are paid for, quote, by other countries. Let's go to a couple more here. This is more from farming record. This is from just a few days ago. Record corn harvest threatens farmers' bottom line. This is a YouTube video. If you look at the comments from News Nation, America just got cornholed. We go to the next one. USDA used to buy a lot and donate it to poor countries. DOGE cuts. It used to help farmers. USDA would buy some of this crop, as we learn again, if we go back to the beginning. Record corn harvest threatens farmers' bottom line. Well, there was someone there to buy it. The world is saying to the USA, quote, eat your corn. There's other suppliers that are not assholes. Donald Trump is obviously strongmanning, everything he does. And it's causing people to not want to invest long term in this economy, with the United States going this direction of bullying all of its allies. Farmers receive a huge amount of government subsidies. Some may say they're social welfare recipients. Damn that free market of supply and demand. So people talking their shit. Crazy, crazy. Let me know what you think of all of this down below. We have made videos before showing other angles of this. Again, of people upset because their families got deported. I just made a video on my YouTube channel, if you want to check it out, of a Trump supporter who learned the father of her children is being deported after being here for many years. She voted for Trump and is very upset about it. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. I don't know, dude. I don't know. We tried. We tried to vote to help a lot of these people. So let me know what you think of all this down below. Again, I appreciate you sticking through the entirety of this video. It means a lot. Make sure you hit like if you haven't already. Once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you're subscribed here. We'll have tons of videos out. We have tons of videos coming out every single day. And so I will see you in the next one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.